Guggenheim Fellowship in 2009 gave Chuck Owen the time and resources to write a big and impressive piece of music. River Runs was conceived as a piece for jazz saxophone and guitar soloists with string orchestra. Eventually, Owen spent weeks rewriting it to include the big band he's led since 1995, the Jazz Surge. While their recordings have featured some of the world's great jazz players as guests over the years, this time the soloists are from within the band and from the USF Jazz Studies Department, Jack Wilkins and LaRue Nicholson. Owen, a faculty member of more than 30 years who holds the title of Distinguished Professor at USF, says he was after an organic mix of the jazz and symphonic elements.
I was much more focused on just having a piece of music in which everybody felt involved, whether it's a violinist or the jazz bass player or whatever. They felt like they were a central part of this piece of music, and that the music itself had kind of a focus. And try and divorce myself a little bit from worrying about, you know, how I'm going to join these two diametrically opposed, genres. That to me is maybe the problem right there, where if you are thinking in terms of those, because it's almost like a collision then, and that's the last thing I wanted. It was a collision. I wanted just something that felt organic. I've always loved Rivers. I've actually written a couple other pieces that have been based around Rivers. I got started early on as in canoeing and rafting as a Boy Scout, and continued with that for a while. Haven't done nearly as much as I'd like to in recent years, but there's a certain peace as well as excitement that you get kind of on a river. Particularly, most of the river travel I did was whitewater canoeing and rafting. It's just something that has always inspired me on so many different levels. And so what I thought would be fun, even though I'm kind of working on a couple different levels on this, I use the rivers as the more kind of graphic example, if you will, of what I'm talking about. But the river itself is kind of a metaphor for kind of a lot of life's struggles, as it has been for many authors and many poets and that throughout history. There's nothing much original in using the river in that means, except that because my experiences were so personal, it allowed me to use the river and find something that united this entire piece, which was really the need for a concept like the river. It's a long piece, and there's something that had to make the very last note of movement 5 feel somehow directly related to the very first note of the prologue or movement 1. And so the rivers and that concept really seemed to work with that.
River Runs has just been released nationally, and it airs in its entirety tonight at 9 here on WUSF. Chuck Owen will join us in the studio to talk about the work and the rivers and stories it depicts. I'm Bob Seymour. Join us at 9.